Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III. Welcome to today's podcast entitled, How to Identify a Satanic Attack, Part 1, Lies. The more understanding we gain, the easier it becomes to navigate life. Knowledge relates to facts and information. Understanding assembles knowledge in a systematic way that gives insight. Wisdom uses knowledge and understanding to plot a prudent course of action. Satan undermines a society by sabotaging the flow of truthful information, which short-circuits the ability to gain understanding and act with wisdom. The Bible says that Satan is the father of lies and there is no truth in him. John 8:44. He overthrew Adam and Eve by lying to them about God's character and motives. A chief characteristic of a satanic attack is deception. Any person or organization that lies, as a matter of course, is satanically affiliated and is motivated and empowered by hell. James 3:6. Over the past several years, politics and reporting by the media has been characterized by deception and misinformation. You connect the dots. Many realize what is happening, which is maddening to them. Others, who have lost their ability to judge truth from falsehood, have no clue that they are being duped. Booker T. Washington said it well. I quote, "A lie doesn't become truth. Wrong doesn't become right, and evil doesn't become good, just because it's accepted by a majority." Since lying is satanic, those who give themselves over to lying become tools of the devil. The scariest thing that can happen to a person is for God to give him or her over to the evil from which they refuse to renounce. Romans 1:24, 26, and 28. If that happens, there can be no escape. Repentance is a gift from God, and if the Holy Spirit stops working in someone to influence them toward good, the evil present in them will gain mastery over them. Genesis 4, verses 6 and 7 reads, and this refers to Cain when he was so angry and bitter against his brother Abel. "Why are you so angry?" the Lord asked Cain. "Why do you look so dejected? You will be accepted if you do what is right. But if you refuse to do what is right, then watch out. Sin is crouching at the door, eager to control you. But you must subdue it and be its master." Sin mastered Cain because he refused to repent from his hatred and bitterness, which resulted in his murder of Abel. This is what happened to Pharaoh when he repeatedly went back on his word and hardened his heart against God. When we refuse to respond to the Spirit's promptings and turn away from evil, the Bible says that God, quote, "hardens our hearts," Exodus 9:12. The Lord gives some people over to their sin. He stops actively working in them to turn them away from their habitual disobedience, thereby allowing them to become captives to Satan to do his will. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 2:24 through 26, "A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts, and they will learn the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants." Abandonment of the truth leads to captivity by Satan. large numbers of people in our government and the media have given themselves over to lying and have become active tools in the satanic attack on our country. The purpose of satanic deception is to undermine our faith in God and human authority and cause us to make destructive decisions. This brings God's judgment upon us. This is how the first lie worked in the Garden of Eden, and this is how Satan operates today. False information leads to bad conclusions, which result in destructive actions. It should be obvious that this is happening all around us, especially in government, but also in society at large. Large numbers of people have swallowed lies regarding homosexuality, transgenderism, sex outside of marriage, and so on. Believing lies results in disobedience to God and bringing upon ourselves the negative consequences associated with sin. Nobody ever gets away with sin. We always reap what we sow eventually. So how do we defend ourselves? The key to fending off satanic attacks is to first discern the nature of the attack, which allows us to respond appropriately. It should be obvious that the antidote for lies is the truth. Armed with the truth, we can make our stand against the lies and the schemes of the devil. I read from Ephesians 6, 10 through 14. Paul said, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. And then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. I'll stop there. Jesus is the truth. He stands opposed to Satan's lies. His truth sets us free from the power of the lie. John 8:31 to 32 reads, Jesus said to the people who believed in him, you are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Once we embrace truth, it is like turning on the lights. The dark power of the lie simply goes away. It cannot survive exposure to the light. Our job is to be proclaimers of truth, which starts with sharing the gospel. It includes a wholesale acceptance of the Bible as God's written truth to us. God's word is truth. John 17, 17. Our responsibility extends beyond the confines of religion. We are to stand for truth in every area. We must be declarers of truth wherever we discover that lies are being propagated. In our day, this is nearly everywhere: government, education, medicine, the news media, television, the movies. The list goes on. Remember, 2 Thessalonians 2, 10 and 12 reads, he, Satan, the Antichrist, will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. So God would cause them to be greatly deceived, and they will believe these lies. And then they will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth. Here are four steps to freedom. One, confess that Jesus, who is the truth, is your Lord. To follow Christ is to embrace truth. 2. Read, think about, and put into practice the teachings of the Bible. 3. Repent in any area where you have embraced deception. 4. Become a truth teller. God bless you.